the names of people being tortured to death under his regime, and the names of people who've been kept in custody for years and years without trial.
Many human rights organizations, both here and there, say that there are very many people in jail. The Red Cross said in 1998, 2,111 political prisoners, many of them without trial, and many of them subjected to torture.
The forceful confrontation of demonstrators involving the use of lethal force led to the death of civilians. This caused an increase in public anger. Increased the number of persons participating in protests. And led to a palpable escalation in their demands. Three. The Commission's investigations revealed that during a substantial number of the arrests carried out by law enforcement agencies, arrest warrants were not presented to arrested individuals, and arrested individuals were not informed of the reasons for their arrest. In many cases, government security forces resorted to the use of unnecessary and excessive force, and in a manner that sought to terrorize individuals, and to cause unnecessary damage to property. Four, the Commission's investigations revealed that many detainees were subjected to torture and other forms of physical and psychological abuse while in custody, which indicated patterns of behavior by certain government agencies, especially with regard to certain categories of detainees. The extent of this physical and psychological mistreatment is evidence of a deliberate practice, which in some cases was aimed at extracting confessions and statements under duress, while in other cases was intended for the purpose of retribution and punishment. The most common techniques for mistreatment used on detainees included the following: blindfolding, handcuffing, enforced standing for prolonged periods, beating, punching, hitting the detainee with rubber hoses, including on the soles of feet, cables, whips, metal, wooden planks or other objects, electrocution, sleep deprivation, exposure to extreme temperatures, verbal abuse, threats of rape, and insulting the detainee's religious sect, Shia. Overall, the total number of persons arrested pursuant to Royal Decree No. 18 of 2011 following the declaration of the State of National Safety was 2,929. Many places of worship were demolished in the aftermath of the events of February, March 2011. Out of 30 places of worship inspected by the Commission, only 5 had complied with the requisite legal and administrative conditions. Nevertheless, the Commission notes with some concern the timing and method of these demolitions. The government should have realized that under the circumstances, and particularly the timing and manner of the demolitions, that these would be perceived as collective punishment and would therefore inflame existing tensions between the government and the Shiite population. The Commission concluded that much of the material shown on national television contained derogatory language and inflammatory coverage of events, and some may have been defamatory. One, to establish an independent and impartial national committee that consists of personalities of high standing representing the government, opposition political societies, and civil society, to follow up, monitor and implement the recommendations of the Commission. This committee should re-examine the laws and procedures that were applied in the aftermath of the events of February and March 2011 in order to make recommendations to the legislature for the appropriate amendments to existing laws, and to develop new legislation in line with the recommendations of this commission. Two. To establish a national independent and impartial mechanism to hold accountable those in government who have committed unlawful or negligent acts resulting in the death, torture, and mistreatment of civilians with a view to bringing legal and disciplinary action against such individuals, including those in positions of command, whether civilian or military, in accordance with the principle of superior responsibility. 7. To conduct effective investigations in all cases of deaths attributed to security forces and identify those responsible for these deaths. In addition, a standing independent body to investigate all complaints of torture, ill treatment, excessive use of force or other abuses at the hands of the authorities should be established. The burden of proof to demonstrate that treatment complies with the prohibition of torture and other ill treatment should be on the state. 8. To implement an extensive program of public order training for the public security forces, the National Security Agency and the Bahrain Defense Force, including their private security companies, in accordance with the United Nations best practices in order to ensure future compliance with the code of conduct for law enforcement officials.